are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 5 minutes past the hour. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the disease of kings, most notably Henry VIII, all right, what is a disease that many kings have had and we've seen in multiple pictures and stories and movies, et cetera? Gout, very common. Many of these guys had gout. They drank wine, ate meat, right, off the bone, put them at risk for gout. Well, they say that more and more people are getting gout, also because of the rise in obesity. And there are soaring numbers of patients now being admitted to the hospital. They say hospital admissions have almost doubled in a decade to more than 4,000 hospital admissions a year. All right. They think it's because we're eating too much, we're drinking too much. And what happens is you get this buildup of uric acid. Now, uric acid is made from purines, and purines are found in meat. We've actually found purines to even be higher in chicken and some of the poultry than beef. But nonetheless, still beef can up your purines, therefore up your uric acid. It's also a waste product formed from the breakdown of drinking beer and wine. Now, these uric acid crystals are exquisite. But what happens is there gets to be a point where they supersaturate. And when they do that, they immediately crystallize. When these crystallize in your joint, it causes pain and inflammations. Not very fun. Okay. Now, the fact that this has increased now in the last 80% in the last decade or so shows that we definitely have an issue with our overconsumption or our lack of eliminating. You know, when we look at a person with gout, there could be two reasons why the uric acid is high. One is they're just taking in too much of the purines, converting it to uric acid, so you have too much meat, too much alcohol going into your system, or too many high circulating levels of uric acid. Or you could be an under-excreter. You're not excreting the uric acid, therefore the levels just seem to rise in your blood. It's less common for you to be an under-excreter, but it's still important for the doctor to figure out what type of gout patient you could be or hyperuricemic patient you could be, because then it helps us on, it helps decide how to treat you. We could give you allopurinol to help decrease your blood uric acid level, or we could give you something to help increase your output of your uric acid. So, pretty important to look at. Unfortunately, gout could be painful enough to hospitalize you. You know, when these crystals crystallize, it takes a while for the crystals to decrystallize. Okay? So many times we give you something like indomethacin. We give you an anti-inflammatory drug to decrease the inflammation. It helps with the pain and it decreases some of the damage that the gout is doing to the joint. And again, these are needle-shaped crystals, and they can hit your fingers, they can hit your earlobes, but most notably they hit the knee and they hit the toe. And you know you're having a gout attack because you don't want anybody looking at the toe. Your wife says, well, go to the doctor, let the doctor look at you. No, because she'll take off my sock. If she takes off my sock or if she touches it, it's going to hurt. And so you don't want anybody to cough, break wind by that joint. It's pretty miserable. King Henry VIII, there's a portrait of him being 49 years old, was famously known to have gout. Leonardo da Vinci had gout. I mean, many people in history have been known to have gout. It's just, it was just a disease back then because of overconsumption of wine and meat. You know, then it got to the point where meat, we didn't eat that much meat. We ate other foods. And then a few decades ago, you wouldn't have meat at every meal, let alone every day. If you had meat once or twice a week, that was a specialty. So we saw gout go down as many of us would eat other types of things for our meals, you know, but now again, we're back to having meat all the time with fast food and burgers and steaks and hot dogs and corn dogs, etc. Alcohol can raise the level of uric acid in the blood by increasing production in the liver and by reducing how much is passed out in the urine. Dr. Philip Robinson from the University of Queensland conducted a large study, says more and more people are being administered to the hospital for gout. because too many calories and not enough exercise is also putting you at risk. You know, being obese also decreases your ability to metabolize things. And when your body is overworking dealing with the obesity, you know, and obesity puts you at risk for type 2 diabetes, et cetera, you know, you're not going to be able to manage your uric acid levels as well. So it's a disease that's on the rise. It's a very painful one. It causes people to be put out of work. We don't want that, not during this recession. We want you to be able to work. A person with gout most likely has other medical issues going on, like high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, et cetera. And it's just something that we want to prevent. So, you know, if you do have, if you don't know what your uric acid level is, have your doctor take a blood test. It's an easy blood test. If you do have high levels of uric acid, we want you to see a nutritionist to figure out how to get less into your system. You may need to be started on allopurinol, and you may need to, of course, decrease your meat intake, your alcohol intake, up your exercise intake. For those who joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. It looks like a teenager has been hospitalized after falling 60 feet from Six Flags' highest water slide because he went in head first. Apparently, this happened at Los Angeles' Hurricane Harbor on Sunday. He landed on a barbed wire fence, was rushed to the hospital. From what we understand, he is still alive, but he had tumbled over the edge and dropped 60 feet to the ground. Lifeguards, of course, were on the scene. They said he went down head first. The slide caused him to lose balance, fall over the edge within a matter of seconds. Remember, these slides are tested for people doing it the way they test them for. You can't do that. It's called the Venom Drop. It has one of the sides that makes up a Black Snake Summit. It's the tallest ride at Six Flags Hurricane Harbor, 75 feet. He's lucky this guy is alive. Apparently, rules of the state park state that guests on the winding 650-foot Black Snake Summit travel feet first. See, usually there's somebody up there at the top. I wonder if he just ran and did it. I don't get that. Because usually at the top, they don't let you sit. They go, no, you have to sit like this, you have to sit like that, etc. And then they said that somebody pushed. So we'll find out more, but either way, be really careful, people. Watch your kids. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here it is, another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, 18 minutes past the hour. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Got a lot to talk about today. Boston paramedic has been found to have possibly tampered with drugs, exposing at least 57 people to blood-borne illnesses who were treated by this paramedic. Apparently, he had tampered with vials of painkillers and sedatives, we believe, over a six-week period in the summer of 2011. Boston Public Health Commission says it is not aware of any patients contracting an infectious disease, but, of course, they are warning them all to get tested. The alleged tampering happened over a year ago. Health officials say they were unable to accurately identify those who may have been exposed until a state lab completing its testing of the medication vials in July of 2012. That's ridiculous. It stinks how long these things happen and are finally found out, because let's say, God forbid, somebody did contract hepatitis a year ago. Well, then they could have transmitted to somebody else, and they could have transmitted to somebody else, one of those spiral contagion things. They say Barbara Fenner, executive director of Boston Public Health Commission, told the Boston Globe it is not believed that the paramedic carried any infectious disease, but they don't know for sure. Okay? They don't know how the individual may have tampered with the medications, which are in liquid form and are injected. No charges have been filed, and the name has not been released. But he has been relieved of all his duties, and criminal investigation is being conducted. So, you know, people ask me, what do these people do? What are they doing? Why are they doing it? Well, again, if you're addicted to narcotics and you work in an arena where there are injectable narcotics, and many of these injectables are nice and clear, and they could look like saline, there seems to be a temptation to inject yourself with these pain medications and then refill up the syringe with saline. Okay? Remember, these people are sick in the head when they do things like that. So they don't care if somebody is suffering in pain because the medicine they got was fake. And if they don't have a means to change out the needle, they probably won't. Okay? You know, these saline bags are huge bags. So let's say you're trying to inject 1 cc of fentanyl or some sort of narcotic. You inject it into you. You grab a saline bag. You stick the needle back in the saline bag. It's horrible what these people do, but this is how they do it. They suck out a cc, which is a milliliter, to fill up the syringe, throw the syringe back, recap it off. Maybe they, you know, dry it off on their pants leg. Nobody could tell that the IV bag is down a cc because these are liter-sized bags. There's 1,000 cc's. How do you tell that one's at $9.99? And nobody finds the missing needle because the needle's still there. Nobody sees that the fentanyl or the narcotic is missing. I mean, this is something that these people commonly do. As a patient, it's scary because you could be exposed to HIV, hepatitis, syphilis. But also what's scary is when they give you an injectable narcotic or analgesic, it's because you're in a severe amount of pain. You get the analgesic and it's not an analgesic. And you say, I'm still in pain. And they say, no, you got enough already. You know, I'm not going to feed your habit, Mr. Jones. Sorry. And you literally are in pain because you aren't getting the pain medicine. Now, you know, I tell people be very aware, be extremely aware, you know, and when you hear stories like this and your loved one is not receiving any pain control from the medication, bring up to the hospital that maybe this was something that was swapped with saline. Now, unfortunately, you're going to have people that do abuse drugs that are going to say that. Sorry, the medicine must have it saline and it doesn't work. And the nurse is going to be like, yeah, right. But I feel frustrated for the patient who already loses a lot of their rights and a lot of their credibility because they're in a gown and they're in the bed. And many times, hospital officials don't listen to you. Right? They think you're sick. They think you're confused. They think you're delirious. They think you're wanting drugs. And you're trying to say, look, the shot you just gave me did nothing. It was like a placebo. It did nothing. And they don't believe you. And they probably won't believe you until they find out years later that somebody was stealing the narcotics. It's a shame. It's an absolute shame. And so, you know, make sure you have an advocate there, one of your family members, etc. And they say, please evaluate the rest of the syringe or the rest of the bottle. Please evaluate it and see if there's actually pain medicine. Because number one, if it isn't pain medicine and it's saline medicine, you got somebody right now abusing drugs and possibly exposing people to infectious diseases. Number two, if it is a pain medication and our patient here is still screaming in pain, then something else is wrong. Okay? Don't just ignore the patient. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Pretty scary stuff. You know, you just don't want to be there lying in the bed, vulnerable like that, and nobody believing you. You know, that, I mean, I remember when I was giving birth. I wasn't giving birth. I was in labor for about 5 days, and I actually went home. They actually sent me home because the baby still wasn't coming out. The contractions were still coming, but I didn't have enough fluid, so they put in the fluid. They let me go home, and they thought I'd actually go into labor faster at home, and they needed the bed, and I was okay. Like, as a doctor, I'm like, no big deal. I'll give you the bed. That's fine. No big deal. So I go home, and I come back, you know, now in more labor, and I've been in pain for 5 days, okay? You get pretty squirrely. So they give you that first dose of Demerol, and I've talked to you guys about this. And I got to tell you, that was probably the most psychedelic experience, because I've never done drugs. That was probably the one of my, I mean, now I understand why people do drugs. My nose was tingling. I felt amazing. I couldn't care less that I had been in pain for 5 days, and I was going to probably be in pain for multiple hours after that. It was nice. But that buzz you got, that initial opioid receptor flooding, only lasted about maybe 30 seconds, 30, 45 seconds. Then I kind of came to and, started feeling the pain again. Like, okay, looks like I'm still in pain. I need another one. They go, well, we'll give you a little more. Okay, because we only gave you a little amount with that. We wanted to see what you did. Of course, the nurses knew me, so they're giggling. You know, while I'm, dude, whoa. You know, I mean, they were giggling. They thought it was hilarious seeing Dr. Dahlia being, you know, kind of drugged up in labor. I can't tell you how many people were in there. It was horrible. Everybody wanted to be there when I deliver my baby, and I really would have liked more privacy, but what are you going to do? Anyhow, so they give me the next dose. It was nothing. Nothing like the first. Absolutely nothing. And it helped a little bit with the pain, but I didn't want any more because the baby's heart rate was starting to go down a little bit. And what ends up happening is those opioid receptors, they get covered, they get saturated, and then maybe a couple are open a little bit, so you get a little more. But the pain control happens up in the head. And after your brain does whatever it wants to do with the narcotic, you're back to feeling the pain again. Which is why some people have rebound pain, because the pain was always still there. Now, sometimes you do relax a little bit. I mean, one thing I noticed is when you do give the epidural, the labor went quicker. We used to think that the epidural would slow down the labor. I found that the epidural went quicker because she was more relaxed. When you're more relaxed and you're not fighting the contractions, it's able to happen. And so luckily when I finally got my epidural, I was able to go into labor, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. But I got to tell you, I mean, these narcotics, there is such a draw. People don't understand that. And I'm very proud of my patients to go, look, I don't want to get started on pain medicine because I don't want to get addicted. You're right. They are extremely addictive. They are. Now, that being said, if you are suffering with pain, I don't want you to suffer. You know, I mean, that's what pain medicines are for. You're not going to become addicted just having once in a blue moon. I mean, I had probably the most psychedelic experience I could have ever imagined with any sort of medication on that Demerol. And I'm not addicted to Demerol. I just, you know, I don't ask for it anymore. I don't need it anymore. I just needed it for that during the labor, you know, episode. I don't like narcotics. Morphine scares me. When I was coming out of surgery years ago, the morphine weakened me so much, I almost felt like I was paralyzed. So I don't like these drugs. You won't become addicted with a once in a while administration of it. But hopefully this talk kind of enlightens you as to why you have these idiots messing around with people's medications. Because when they do have pain, or when they do become addicted to that buzz, they'll do anything. Putting people's lives at stake, putting people in pain, they will do anything. And it's just a shame that this is, this is the society we live in, and this is the type of people we're dealing with. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Reminder, if you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia shows, we have an Android app. It's free. You can download it from your Android store or at drdahlia.com. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. Don't forget to also follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, I can't tell if the music's on or not. Anyway, when you're fiddling around on Facebook, find the Dr. Dahlia Show, add on there. Don't forget, we're also going to Alaska. Next June, we're leaving out of Seattle doing the Alaska cruise. It is going to be exquisite. We're going up for a week up the Inside Passage of Alaska. Go to my website to check that out. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there is a bagged popcorn recall over possible listeria contamination. Now popcorn, really? Listeria and cantaloupe, and then we had the salmonella, and remember we had the greens, and we had the, oh my gosh. So now it's bagged popcorn. Popcorn manufacturer Popcorn Indiana has issued a voluntary recall of several ready-to-eat bags of popcorn due to possible contamination of Listeria monocytogenes, a bacteria that could cause a serious infection, very similar to the infection that was caused last year with the cantaloupe issue. Now, nobody has been sick. From what we understand, this is a voluntary recall of bags with Best Buy dates between February 4th, 2013 and March 12th, 2013. They say they should be thrown away or returned for a full refund or replacement. I guess the bags are red, come in various sizes. They're a part of the Dale and Thomas Popcorn Company. They say the rest of their products are safe for consumption. Listeria can cause a serious infection, especially in older people, vulnerable people, infants, those with weakened immune systems, according to the CDC. Usually listeria is obtained by eating contaminated food. And you could have symptoms a couple months after eating the contaminated food. Diarrhea, fever, gastrointestinal systems, body aches, etc. We saw listeria kill multiple people in last year's outbreak. Like I said, as of now, they said not to be too concerned. Nobody's been sick, but this type of popcorn they are recommending recall. Go to your CDC website for any other products that need to be recalled. Also in the news, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Secondhand smoke is still a huge killer, and they have found it kills 42,000 non-smokers a year in the U.S. These are Americans who don't even smoke. They don't even light up a cigarette, but because they're close by to people who smoke in smoking areas, 42,000 people a year, including 900 infants. Now, this study was done by the University of California, San Francisco. They say an average of 14.2 years for each non-smoker who has died prematurely as a result of someone else's smoking. Early deaths disproportionately affect African Americans, especially black infants. Researchers think that we in the medical community are underestimating the true impact. According to a Gallup poll conducted July 9th to 12th, many smokers and non-smokers are unaware of secondhand smoke danger, which is 28% of smokers saying secondhand smoke is harmful to adults, as opposed to 63% of non-smokers. Nearly one in four smokers say secondhand smoke is not harmful at all. Okay, so what's happening? Well, it gets into your blood. You still pick up the nicotine. Okay, you're still picking up the fumes. You're still picking up the byproducts. They could cause blood clotting. Apparently, they say you can also get serum cottonine. You know, the cottonine is also a chemical in the blood. It's a byproduct of smoking, proportional to the amount of exposure to tobacco. They say many of us have this cottonine, and that's how they could test us. The new study shows that the statistics on fatalities resulting from ischemic heart disease are 25% lower than previously reported, but twice as high for lung cancer deaths. So we're still seeing issues when it comes to smoking, secondhand smoke, etc. Now, less people are smoking. Many people are going to cigars, which, of course, give secondhand smoke. Many people are also going to chewless tobacco. You know, so hopefully the smoke-filled rooms and the smoking sections, etc., don't seem to be as much in use. I remember when I waited tables, probably once a week I got the smoking section, and boy, I stunk of smoke when I got home. Yeah, I made better tips. Smokers tipped you better for some reason. I made better tips in the smoking section, but, you had to climb the stairs to serve the food. It was a harder shift, much harder shift working the smoking section. But, you know, you think back and you go, well, gosh, you know, if my parents smoked, my grandparents smoked, how much smoke have I been exposed to? Just, you know, as a physician, I have no problem advocating, you know, getting people off smoking, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, etc. I don't like the disproportionate taxing. I don't like the discrimination we have against smokers, you know, in terms of using that as an excuse for them to be bullied from a tax perspective. But I agree that, you know, smoking is something we do need to eradicate. Okay? You know, I understand our veterans, they need it. That's how they cope. Okay, and whatever our veterans need to do, I'm fine with, but eventually, I'm hoping we can eradicate smoking. I just think it'll be helpful for all of us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. There was a woman who went to a medical spa, and she says that the medical spa caused her to have a severe facial infection. South Florida woman has spoken out after she was given, quote-unquote, bad medicine. She has spent more than a month and a half undergoing five operations for an infection that from what I understand, was life-threatening. 49-year-old Gonzalez said she went to Vivana's Body Secret Spa in Doral in June for vitamin injections, which she hoped would give her more of a youthful look. When she noticed no difference in her face, she went back to the owner. The owner decided to inject her with something different. Shortly after, her face began to swell. Red lesions appeared. She went to the doctor's office, had the lesions drained, but it didn't fix the problem. And from what we understand, I don't know if it was a doctor, it was the owner, Viviana Ailana, was the one that drove her to a doctor's office. She has been arrested in charge of practicing medicine without a license and battery. Gonzalez is now suing. Now, what could she have possibly had? It could have been, you know, strep infection, staph infection. But, you know, listen, there are no vitamin injections that you give to your face that work. Okay, I know a lot of us like these serums, these vitamin A serums, vitamin C serums, vitamin C serums, topical. I don't mind about the topical. I'm a huge fan of vitamin E topical for scars. I tell people after I do a procedure on them to open up the vitamin E capsules, put the vitamin E on the scar after, of course, everything's closed, after the stitches are out, etc. So I'm a fan of vitamin E topically, but injectable, no. I don't like the idea of anything being injected and possibly getting into the capillaries or arterioles, etc., of the face. I think that's very dangerous. And I know many of us think that there are things out there that are going to make us look younger. Eating healthy, avoiding smoking, avoiding alcohol, those are the things we need to be doing. Yes, there's Botox. Yes, there's collagen fillers, but these things are extremely temporary. Yes, I've joked about many times on the show how I'm going to want to have some sort of Botox or collagen. Of course, you know, I mean, when you do TV, you still got to look good. You still got to look young, but I haven't done that yet, and I am nervous about any, excuse me, sort of injectable in the face. Just because it's Botox and not vitamins doesn't mean it's completely safe. But, you know, we've seen less of these cases. And, you know, when you inject fluid into a face, you're going to get a youthful look because you're putting fluid. And fluid causes edema. And edema causes a stretching. So you'll look more youthful. That's why obese people look more younger than skinny people. Okay? Because the obesity causes less of the sagging of the skin. Still not the healthiest thing to do, but the composure, and the content of things, will temporarily make the look appear younger. Some people even inject fat into their body parts. But look, it is not worth getting a scarring facial disease. It's not worth that at all. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you are concerned about what's going on with the Indiana Colts, coach. Apparently, Colts coach Chuck Pagano has a quote-unquote serious illness. From what we understand, he's being treated for leukemia. It's a treatable form of leukemia, thank heavens. And while he is being treated at an Indianapolis area hospital, offensive coordinator Bruce Arians will lead the team. Pagano is 52 years old, was the defense coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, later then took the coaching job for the Colts. So has, from what we understand, a treatable form of leukemia is in Indianapolis Hospital being treated for that. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We're going to be coming right back with some more medical news, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to check out the Trucker Social Media Online Convention later this month in Kansas City. From what I understand, you still have a couple weeks more time to register, $99. But what's so exciting about this particular conference is I get to be there. I cannot wait to see you guys, sign autographs, cuddle, whatever. Really nice to, it's just nice to see who listens and be able to talk and schmooze. So please, check it out. It's the Trucker Media Social Online Convention in Kansas City. From what I understand, $99, lots of goodies, lots of meals, lots of fun stuff. Please check it out. And don't forget, we are going to Alaska next summer, leaving out of Seattle. Make sure to check out the Dr. Dahlia Cruise, which we are going to. Cannot wait. For those of you that miss any of the Dr. Dahlia shows, the Android app has a free Dr. Dahlia app. We're still waiting on Apple to get the iPhone app set up for you guys, but at least on Android we have the Dr. Dahlia Show app that you could download. And listen to any of the Dr. Dolly shows. You could also be hooked up to podcasts and archives as well. Okay, in news today, they say teenagers who are using their cell phones after lights out, when they're in the rooms, they're supposed to go to bed, are going to be more likely to have suicidal thoughts, poor mental thoughts, depression, etc. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, come on, not another one of these studies. But, you know, think about it. I mean, our kids are up after we go to bed. This happens. Right? I think my kids are going to bed. They pretend to go to bed and then they get on their phones. I know that. That's what they do. They say nighttime cell phone use causes mental health problems and reduced sleep. Obviously, less sleep could be cause more mental issues. Researchers at the University of Tokyo looked at 18,000 adolescents in junior high school and Japan. Participants answered questions designed to assess symptoms of anxiety and depression, thoughts of suicide, and self-harm. This included people that sent emails or spoke on their cell phones or, I believe, also texts. Now, remember, Japan has one of the highest suicide rates in the world. So this is a good group to look at. And they found a huge correlation with nighttime cell phone use. You got to tell the kids to go to bed, okay? Watching television, playing video games, etc. can mess their sleep up. Now, we're really worried, of course, you know, what kids do in terms of, you know, what they're thinking and, you know, is it a rejection they get in the middle of the night? Is it a reenactment of something they went through that day that was negative and then they go to bed thinking that? You know, I always try to tell my kids, you got to think happy thoughts. Okay? You got to think happy thoughts, thoughts that won't keep you up at night, give you bad dreams. You need to have a happy place. But if you think about school, if you think about work, if you think about something on the Dr. Dolly show, you may not get a good night's sleep. Okay? You need to have some sort of a happy thought, like the cruise to Alaska. That's a happy thought. That's beautiful. Right? Coastal Alaska. Think about that. But it's extremely important to, you know, have that type of psyche before you go to bed. And dealing with who likes who doesn't like who cheated on who's not sleeping with who, and the stress of the day right before you go to bed to go to high school, no wonder these kids are, you know, thinking about suicide. Now, in regards to psyche, this was an interesting study. They said if you want to boost your productivity at work, Japanese researchers say have pictures at your work of adorable fuzzy baby animals. Team of researchers at Hiroshima University conducted a study where they showed university students pictures of baby animals before completing various tasks. And they found that those who saw baby animal pictures did more productive work after seeing those photographs than those who saw an adult animal or a pleasant food. 48 students were recruited to do a simple task, playing a Japanese children's game. But that's kind of like Operation. You know, I guess you drop pieces into holes and you got to take them out without touching edges or whatever. But anyway, what happened is these kids looking at little baby animals, etc., were able to perform better as well as fine movements. Now, there was a study where some companies allowed bring your pet to work. And they said when you were able to bring your pet to work, you had a happier day. If you had a happier day, you had a more productive day. Now, of course, they don't know about my dogs and cats. They do poo-poo house, pee-pee rug, throw-up rug. Okay, I would be yelling and screaming the whole time at the office if I brought my animals. But you see how these researchers are trying a whole variety of different things in terms of figuring out what we could do to make people like their workday more and be more productive. I mean, imagine if you got to have your cat and your cat was a desk cat and he got to sit with you. Sometimes I bring my cat into the studio and he hangs out with me and, or she, I have a bunch of cats and I have a bunch of dogs and they just kind of sit there and just be next to you. You know, you don't feel lonely. You feel loved. It does. It does help out. So I think that stuff is kind of cool. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say that the love letter is probably going to become extinct. 96% of women send romantic emails. 92% of men send romantic emails. Only 6% of women and 4% of men actually write love letters. You see, we want to save on the stamp. All right. The love letter is facing extinction, down to 6% women, 4% men. Now, people are tweeting each other, texting each other, emailing each other. All right? Tweets are a little bit lower because not everybody's on Twitter. 43% of women, 39% of men will do love notes on Twitter. Also, tweets are kind of visible to everyone. I think there are private messages you could do on Twitter. But anyway, dating site SeekingArrangement.com carried out the survey, found that just one man in 25 still writes love letters, while the figure was slightly higher than women. I don't think my husband ever wrote a love letter. I was more the poetic type. I remember writing poems. We never really did the whole love letter thing, you know, spray with perfume, put your lipstick on there. It's cool, though. It's a shame that's gone. I think that's really romantic. You know, a lot of romance has left. You notice that. A lot of romance has left. Anyway, it's cheaper. People like the emails. You could be quick. You could type less. But apparently, in one study, they said if you're under 30, nobody writes love letters. They just don't even think. I mean, love letters was a big thing that we learned from our parents. So if you have this Generation Y, is that what they're called? They're probably too young to have even seen a love letter, you know, or movies where they talked about it. Apparently, this is how you can now express love digitally if you don't do love letters. You could have 5 X's in a row, okay? 5 X's, multiple X's means 52% love. Single kiss, 32%. L-Y is now love you. Okay, we used to do L-U-V, love, U with a U. They've shortened it now, L-Y. L-Y-S-M is love you so much. Okay, swalk. If you have somebody that texts you swalk, S-W-A-L-K, that's sealed with a loving kiss. Swalk. That's what they're doing. I guess we're getting our computers and our laptops involved into the bedroom. I guess that's, I know we were talking about USB ports. I guess that's, you know, the new wave of passion and sex. Having your Twitter, your tweets, your Facebook, your smartphone, your laptop, your computer in the bedroom. Speaking of which, we were talking about the study where they surveyed or they studied men's penis sizes and found that British men were bigger than French, smaller than German, and they actually rated average penis size by country. Now, of course, the researcher who did this, Mr. Richard Lynn from Ulster University, has been criticized by the study because they said they didn't actually measure people. But they say the top penis size goes to the Republic of Congo, average 7.1 inches, then Ecuador at 7 inches, Ghana 6.8, Colombia 6.7, Iceland 6.5 inch average, Italy 6.2, South Africa 6 inches, Sweden 5.9, Greece 5.8, Germany 5.7, New Zealand 5.5, UK 5.5, Canada 5.5, Spain 5.5, France 5.3 inches, average penis size, Australia 5.2, Russian 5.2, USA 5.1, then comes Ireland, Romania, China, India, Thailand, North Korea, and South Korea tied for 3.8 inches. This is science, people. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for the Alaskan Cruise, and tune in tomorrow. God bless y'all.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.